You're listening to Texans Radio. This is DP Sidhu. Joining me today, John Harris. How is it going today, John?
Going pretty well.
I've got it
in the books, finally.
You've got a big release that just came out this week, yeah. Although you've been working on it for longer than this week. The Harris 100 presented by Toshiba, where you rank the top 100 college prospects.
Yeah.
And you were probably working on this early, even before this time last year, or had it really started this time last year?
Yeah, what are we, in February? Yeah, I really got into it, as I said the other day on Texans Radio and Texans All Access. I usually, as I start to kind of narrow things down, guys start, they declare for the draft, and then there are some guys that I anticipate to declare, then they don't. So I kind of have two lists, kind of concurrent lists, you know, guys that have declared, guys that don't, and I do that so that the next year I can be ready to go.
Already.
So going through this year, I've already got a list of about 140, 150 guys that if I spend another hour, I could add another 100 guys to it just going through all the different players that I've seen already for 2017. So I probably have been working on it since about this time last year, but really got into it about April or May of last year, and then watched – God knows how many guys. I did a draft guide for my website, footballtakeover.com, and I had, I think, 310 players that I had studied at that point going into the 2015 season. So I had to go back and kind of brush up and watch these guys again, study them again, and say, did anything drastically change? And, in fact, one of the guys we'll talk about, it did drastically change from my thought heading into the season and then how he played during the season. But for the most part, a lot of the guys, kind of my thoughts were the same. There wasn't a whole lot of change, so I was probably, it was easier to slot guys. That's the hard part, is, you know, does this guy go above this guy? Well, no, he's even my top defensive back. No, I don't want to. That's the hard part. That gets pretty tough. But then,
yeah, because you're ranking players not just based on one position group.
Right.
You're grading them across all position groups, and we're going to get into quarterbacks today because
yeah.
That's obviously the big topic for the draft and for the Texans. We're going to talk about the quarterbacks that you slotted in the top 100, but I wanted to ask you, how many games do you watch on average per player?
Man.
Do you watch all of them?
No.
Most of them?
No, I'd go with the philosophy. In fact, I watched this the other day, and it's funny because this is kind of, I've always said I want to watch at least three games. Now, sometimes you can watch a guy in three plays. Like, that's always kind of a litmus test. You watch a guy in three plays and go, eh, yeah, this guy can't play.
Do you watch them in wins or losses? Like,
no,
how do you
determine which three games? A mix. But I was watching the show that was on NFL Network called Finding Giants.
Right.
And they had a really good philosophy, and that was you go watch a player at the beginning of the year, and then you go check in at the middle of the year and just make sure that things are on track and that he's progressing the way you expect, and then watch him at the end of the year. And then, of course, you've got three games. You checked him on three different times. You've seen different things. You've talked to all the different people. And then you go into the postseason combine, all-star games, those kind of things. And I was like, you know, that's a pretty good philosophy. But I try to watch the guy's best game, what I think is the guy's best game. And then I try and find what I think is the guy's worst game. So I try to at least find those two and then middle it with the third game. And sometimes it depends. You know, sometimes the guy's best game is against, I don't know, Appalachian Tech. I don't really want to watch that. And sometimes there'll be teams where I just won't watch. For example, if it's a defensive player and I got film against Georgia Tech, a lot of times I won't watch it because they're doing different things against Georgia Tech because it's an option offense. So I won't really put a focus on it. For example, Clemson's got two guys, Kevin Dodd and Shaq Lawson, two defensive ends. I won't even watch them against Georgia Tech because it makes no sense, because they're not going to see that offense going forward. There's a lot of other film you can go watch. So there's some things that I throw out. You know, when I'm looking at quarterbacks, there are a lot of times where in college offenses, you're seeing such horizontal stuff, you know, bubble screens, just little short stuff. A lot of times I'm just like, okay, fast forward to the next play. Go to the next play. Because, you know, those things, obviously you want to be accurate and all that kind of stuff, but that doesn't really tell me anything. So sometimes you kind of narrow a guy's film down, you kind of get to the heart of the matter. Okay, where are the NFL throws? When does he have pressure? What does he do when he faces the pressure? And kind of weed it all out and then end up as best I possibly can. But I watch as many of the games as possible, but I study probably 2 to 3 games in depth pretty hard.